You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass is here. He's from Agrible to talk about the weather forecast. Eric, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you define something for me? I'd like to know what a cutoff low is and how that's interpreted into the coming weather forecast.
Yeah, you know, this is a great question and one that I want everybody that's listening right now to understand, because we talk about it all the time in meteorology. So we have this flow in the atmosphere, this flow at the jet stream level. So this is maybe 5-6 miles above our heads. And where we live on the planet, we have basically a flow that comes from the west. We're in the westerly wind belt. Well, occasionally that flow will kind of turn to the north and then dip to the south. And those northward turns are called ridges, and those southward turns are called troughs. Sometimes, just like a river does, you can kind of pinch off a bit of that flow and just let it sit there and spin. And that's basically what a cutoff low is. It's where we have this area of troughing in the jet stream where we've basically pinched off a portion of the jet stream, and it kind of spins while the rest of the jet stream flows right past it. And the problem is when that happens, that weather pattern just gets stuck and it stays put. And that's what we've been in for most of this past week, and we're still in today. That cutoff low has been sitting over the Midwest, over the Great Lakes, and with it we have the cooler temperatures, much cooler temperatures, but we keep having these bands of showers that kind of wrap around that cutoff low, you know, really keeping things kind of damp in some locations and really kind of cooler than this time of year should normally be. And so here's the thing, that cutoff low finally gets pushed by the jet stream behind it off to the East Coast by the end of the weekend. And the next week, we build into a bit of a warm-up again. Now, remember, our average high temperatures here in central Illinois this time of year should be right around that 70-degree mark. So this warm-up, if it's 5, 6, 7 degrees above average, takes us back up into the upper 70s, maybe even the lower 80s. But this is not going to be like the heat we saw, you know, more than a week ago. And I'll tell you this, Todd, that warmer weather doesn't seem to last too long. Latest model projections bring in another shot of cooler air that comes in around October 7th, 8th time frame and knocks our temperatures back down again. So this is the time of year where we have to pay close attention to that jet stream and its flow patterns.
And then if you could take a moment and talk about standing water for me and how you view it. There are some problems still in Iowa.
Yeah, so Iowa had some incredibly heavy rains, as did parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin more than a week ago. And I'm seeing a lot of pictures coming across some of the folks I follow on the internet saying, we still have standing water in some fields. And even in Indiana, they've gotten some really heavy rains from this cutoff low recently. So there's some problems getting this crop out of the field right now.
Tell me a little bit about Tropical Storm Matthew.
Matthew has been one we've been watching now for well over a week, and it has a lot of uncertainty in its future track, and it could most certainly impact agriculture. Right now, Matthew is on the verge of becoming a hurricane, and it is pushing across the Caribbean. It's expected to make a hard right turn and cut across parts of Cuba and the island of Hispaniola before moving to the north. But I'll tell you, there's so much uncertainty in the track of Matthew that there is still the possibility that it might enter the Gulf of Mexico rather than going up the East Coast of the United States. So big picture ag impacts is mainly from cotton and peanuts. So think about those crops that are grown there right along, you know, kind of in North and South Carolina, parts of Georgia, up into Virginia. You know, if we push that moisture right up into that region from what will eventually become Hurricane Matthew, boy, it could really impact the peanut harvest and the cotton harvest. So we got to keep our eye on the tropics this time of year. And Matthew is certainly the one to be watching over the next several days.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this 30th day of September. You can listen to Eric, in fact, all of our agricultural weather forecasters, anytime you'd like on our website at willag.org. Look for it again at willag.org on demand, or if you want to follow them on Twitter, you can do that too. Many of them have their own Twitter feeds, but I post their forecast to @CommodityWeek. That's my Twitter feed. Check it out, @CommodityWeek, or look for willag.org online.